I'd like to start off by saying it sure is good to be here. Amen. I am so grateful and so thankful for the ability to come to this meeting. I mean, this meeting does so much good for me, as I know it does for you. Amen. It's just such a blessing, and I just want to appreciate the opportunity to be up here. I really do thank God for it. I'm humbled because I look up to everybody here. I mean, I am unworthy. Amen. And so it's just so good to be here with you. But if you would take your Bibles and let's turn over to Ephesians chapter 6. I want to just remind you of some things this morning that about standing. Just to kick this thing off this morning. Ephesians chapter 6, and then we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 3. The Bible says here, and if you was wondering if I was nervous, you can rest assured I am. Amen. So Ephesians chapter 6, something we've already been here a lot this week, but I want you to see right here in Ephesians chapter 6, the Bible says in verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." You know, if you ain't already heard it already, over all the other men of God that's preached, we got to stand. Amen. We need to stand, especially in this time that we're in, this brass age that we're in. We've got to stand and keep standing. And I want you to know that we got to be faithful. We got to be stick with it. We got to stick by the stuff and do the things. But I want you to notice in verse 10, the Bible says that, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." It's His might that we can stand. Amen. That's the only way. There ain't any other way for us to stand other than in His might and His power. You know, I get to thinking about standing. Standing takes strength. It takes strength to do. You know, because you notice it physically, as we get older, it gets harder and harder to do it. I'm only 36 years old, and I find myself falling down all the time. I don't know what that's about. But the thing is, as we get older, it gets harder to stand. And then standing is, and having the power to stand, it takes power to stand, firm. It said there, withstanding against the devil. When you withstand, there's something against you. And, it takes time, it takes power, and it takes strength. And I realize, and I find out over the years, I can't do it. Amen. I don't have the strength in me to stand. Amen. And I look at my life and I think, how can I do this? I get to thinking, man, why would I even be a preacher? You know, this ain't nothing of my own doing. Amen. Who would want to stand up in front of a bunch of people and talk like this? I wouldn't want to do it. I used to get F's in school because I didn't want to give a speech. Amen. So this is God's doing. Amen. It ain't got nothing to do with us. It's God that gives us the ability to do it. Amen. And so, and he said over there in John 15:5, he said, without me, you can do nothing. Amen. So you got to remember that without him, you can do nothing. And it's his power and his strength that does this. But I want you to notice over in Ephesians chapter 3 that you see this power mentioned again. And that's where we'll spend the rest of the time. Ephesians chapter 3, verse number 20. The Bible says this. I love this verse of scripture. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think," it said, "according to the power," there it is, "that worketh in us." Amen. Amen. So I want to propose three questions to you real quick. I want to be respectful of the time. I want to propose three questions to you about standing. Amen. Three questions about standing. First of all, I want you to see, how is it possible for us to stand? How can we stand? We see it there in the passage. It says, "Now unto him that is able." Amen. You know how we can stand? We can stand because he gives us the ability to stand. Amen. He's able to cause us to stand. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:8, "And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound and to every good work." God gives us the ability to stand. Romans 14 says, "Who art thou that judgeth another man's servant? To his own master he standeth, he falleth. Yes, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand." Amen. It's God that gives us the ability. I get to thinking about times. You ever had times in your life where you just couldn't do it? And God give you the ability to do it? I get to thinking at times, man, like we used to, back in church years ago, I mean, we had a situation in our church, man, where everybody died. Everybody. I mean, friends, families. One of the sisters in the church burned up in a house fire. The next month, my wife's best friend and her children died in a car wreck. Then 2 months later, our pastor passed away suddenly. And you say, what's that? That goes beyond our ability. I remember being in there and Brother Jared, he can vouch for me. He's my friend. He's been my friend for 15 years. When we went to that funeral, God overtook us and gave us the ability to get through that. You say, how can you do that? Only God can. Only God can. And so God gives you the ability to stand because He has the ability to make you stand. But not only that, He has the authority to make you stand. He's the authority. He has the authority. The Bible says in Hebrews 7:25, "Wherefore He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them." You know what? We come to God by Him. And when we come to God by Him, it's under His authority. Amen. It's His authority. And we don't stand by ourselves. We stand with Him. He's standing with us. We ain't doing this by ourselves. Amen. And so we stand with Him. I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They's down there and they took a stand against Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, no matter what happens, we're not going to bow. Right? And you know who was with them in the fire? The Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He was with them in the fire. Amen. He stood there with them. Romans 4:21 says, "And being fully persuaded that He is able to do what He hath promised and is able also to perform." Amen. He's able to perform what He said He's going to do. Amen. He has the authority. Amen. And so the Lord is authorized to do what He said He will do. Amen. He's going to be with you. Amen. He has the authority to do that. And so how can we do this? Because of the Lord's with us. Amen. Now, number two, what can we expect from God while we stand? It's there, too. What can we expect from God? To do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen. You ain't got to be. Standing is hard. Standing is rough. Standing is tough. But you know what? God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen. If Philippians, you know what He'll do? First of all, the Lord will be determined to start what He finished. Amen. Bible says over there, Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this very thing, that He which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Philippians 2:13, "For it is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." God is going to do what He started out to do, and He's going to finish what He started. Amen. I'm glad God's like that because we don't do that. Amen. We have a tendency not to finish things. Amen. But I'm glad God always finishes what He starts. Amen. God puts us in the right place, right? When we need to be. Think about how God works for just a second. Think about how God works. He puts us where we need to be, right when we need to be there. I went to this church one time for about 3 years. And I was always praying and asking God, "God, why am I going to this church?" I mean, it was horrible. And I thought, my soul, what is the reason for this? And I just boiled it down to the fact that God was trying to show me what not to do. Amen. Like giving me a lesson in how not to minister to people, how not to treat people. I got a good list. Amen. But when it actually boiled down to it, you know why? We started taking this lady in the church needed her grandkids to come to church. They didn't have a way to get there, so we started taking her grandkids to church so she could see her grandkids. And as a result of that, we had to go by and pick them up. And you know what we did? We started having a friendship with their parents. Their parents weren't in church. Their parents weren't right with God. And so we, over time, over the course of that 3 years, we brought those kids back and forth to church every Sunday. And we began, they began to invite us over to parties and, you know, the birthday parties and things. And we began to talk to them, meet them. And you know what? To this day, right now, they're in the work of God. They're doing something for the Lord. They're saved. My wife, the wife of the children, I mean, the mom of the children, she thought she was saved. And then we come down to it. She was wanting to get baptized. And, she got under so much conviction because you're not supposed to get baptized before you're saved that she was thinking, am I even saved? You know, and her husband, who wasn't right with God at the time, got down on her knee, on his knees with her and prayed while she trusted Jesus Christ as a Savior. Say, why? So why did I go to that church for 3 years? So they could get in. God knows what He's doing, and He puts you right in the right place at the right time. Amen. And you know, God does that too with you, with people who are wayward. You know, if you're backslid, God's going to do everything that He can do to draw you back, bring you back, and draw you back to where you need to be at. And you can guarantee, you know what that is? That's the providence of God. That's the providence of God. God's going to do it. Joseph, you use the Old Testament example, Joseph stood firm and didn't back down all through that stuff that he went through in Egypt and, you know, getting took down there and Potiphar's wife and all that stuff. He stood there and he endured that stuff. And you know what? All the while wondering, why is this happening? Why is this going on? And then all the time the Lord's working in the background, doing what He needs to do to bring it all to pass the way that it ended up needing to be. Amen. That is what God does. God, you can expect that when you're taking a stand, God is going to finish what He started. Amen. And you can guarantee not only that the Lord will go above and beyond what you ever expected. That's what He said. To do exceeding abundantly above. That's what He's going to do. And so everybody here can say, you know, that you probably know sometimes and that God, that you had plans that you thought was going to go a certain way. But then by the time the thing rolled out, you know, it just didn't go that way. Amen. We all had those times. You say, Lord, I don't know why I'm like that and why things are going like it is now. Why, Lord, why is it happening this way? And what happens later on down the road? You say, well, thank you, Lord, that it happened like that. Thank you. The Bible says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. You know what that means? That means we got to stand. No matter, you know, even when we withstanding against the evil day, it takes pressure, it takes affliction, but it's just a moment. You know, to God, it's just a moment. And so, God will always do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. When you're taking a stand, and the thing is you ever, you know, there's some things that God will do that'll blow your mind. It'll blow your mind. And, I was thinking about this earlier, and, I was thinking about that brother last night that got, ordained, and how God led him like He did. And I was thinking, man, I think about myself and I think about my wife. My wife, she come all the way over here from California. Ain't that shocking? And, God just really, God showed me had a sense of humor because I made the statement that God wouldn't give me a wife from somewhere out of state. And then all of a sudden here she was. Amen. But she's went through so much. And the fact that God would reach down all out of her mess she was in California, you have no idea what she went through. And then to pull her all the way across the country, set her down in a Bible believing Baptist church where she gets the truth. That's supernatural. That ain't going to happen any other way but God. It's supernatural. And so I thank God for it. The fact, I look at myself, the fact that I was raised up in a Pentecostal church, raised as a child, knew God, knew I needed God, and then, you know, but then all of a sudden won't you come to church with me? A friend of mine, won't you come to church with me? Little did I know, it was a Bible-believing Baptist church. Believe the King James Bible. And you know what? Who am I? I ain't nobody. I ain't nothing. Why do I get to believe the truth? Because God loves me. Amen. God's gracious. Amen. And you know what I say? Knowing that, I can stand a little while longer. Amen. I can stand. I ain't worthy of it, so I can stand a little while longer. Amen. Amen. Because He does that. Amen. I reckon for the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. And lastly, I'm done. I don't want to take up too much time. I'm lastly. What must we do to continue to stand. Amen? Notice there it says, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen? You got to realize, first of all, that you got to understand the limits of that, of the accessibility. It says, according to the power that worketh in us. It's got to be working in you. Amen? The ability to stand is limited to that, the work in you. Amen? I've noticed over the years that you can get in the way of God working in you. Amen? We can limit what the Lord's doing in our life. Amen? It says over in Psalms, how oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. If you yield your flesh and you give in to yourself, you will lose your ability to stand. For he that soweth to his flesh, Galatians 6:8, for he that soweth to his flesh shall reap of the flesh corruption. Amen. And anything like anger and wrath and malice and all those things, even bitterness. That's a big one. I think that's a big one. Bitterness is a big one. You tell, we've had people in churches, that same church I was talking about. There was a lady, loves the Lord. But some stuff that went down, she got bitter over it. And I've tried to get her to come to my church. I say, hey, why don't you come to church? She don't want to come. She hates it. She hates the idea of it. She's bitter and angry over what happened. You say, what happened? She can't stand no more. She can't stand. Other people can hinder us. We know that other people can. Galatians 5:7, you did run well. Who to hinder you that you should not obey the truth? We can even give Satan an advantage over us. The Bible says over in Ephesians 4, neither give place to the devil. You know what I think is crazy? Some of us can put our helmet of salvation on, that breastplate of righteousness, that girdle of truth, get the shield of faith, and we go out there and we stand and we say, all right, devil, give it to me. You know? Over here lying. You know? Those things that you give place to the devil in, saying things you ought not say, acting in ways you ought not act. You just open yourself up saying, shoot me. Just shoot me. You know, we have to watch what we do. Amen. It's like a policeman walking out in like the worst part of town and don't wear a bulletproof vest. You're just asking for it. You know. So you got to understand the limits of the accessibility, but then last is to recognize the means by which it's accomplished. According to the power. It's the power of God that gives us the ability. The ability to stand is rooted in strength and power that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, be strong in the power of His might. That's what it is. We must recognize it. The key to the whole thing is recognizing it. You know what you need to do when it gets hard to stand? You need to go back and remember the source of how you can stand. I think about Joshua. Joshua, over there in chapter 1, when he told him, he said, I'll be with you. He said, be of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. You know, he said that a whole lot in that passage. A whole lot. But he didn't start saying it until after he told him, I'm going to be with you. He told him, I'm going to be with you. You know what? I couldn't help but think that what gave Joshua the ability to be strong and of good courage is the fact he knew God was with him. Amen? God is with you, and we can stand. Amen? I remember there was this fellow. Well, the story goes that there was this preacher that was down there going to a meeting in a rural place. And he went down there, and it was raining, and he got his car stuck off in a ditch. Farming country. Said there was this old farmer come down there, seen him go off in the ditch, and said he brought his horse over to him. He said, rode his horse out there. He said, looks like you got stuck. He said, yes, sir. He said, Jed is the name of the horse. He said, Jed will get you out. Okay. He said, let me back up Jed up to you and hook him up to you, and we'll pull you out. He said, all right. So he backed Jed up to him, hooked him up, got ready to pull him out, and he said, all right, Billy, let's go. Horse didn't move. He said, all right, Thunder, let's go. Horse didn't move. All right, Gerald, let's go. Didn't move. But when he said the horse's name, because I forgot it. But when he said the horse's name, that horse reared up, every muscle in his body, everything, and he stood up and he pulled that car out of that thing like it wasn't nothing. And he said, he asked him, said, why? I'm curious. Why did you call all them names before the horse moved? Before you called the horse's name? He said, well, thing about it is, Jed, thing about it, old Jed is blind. He can't see. He said, Jed, if he thinks that he's by himself, he won't pull this car out of this ditch. So I have to make him think that there is somebody with him. And I want to tell you tonight, today, that there is somebody with you. The Bible says we see through a glass darkly. We don't really see too far away. But we will one day. But right now we can't see too far ahead. And sometimes when you can't see, you're kind of a little apprehensive about doing some things and standing. But man, when you got somebody with you, the Bible says that we're able to stand. It said, by the power, according to the power that worketh in us. You got somebody on the inside of you. So you don't have to worry. You got all the help you need. And you can stand. Amen.